You know, I was the underdog when I asked my wife out on a date.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
He's a weapon. Stability is the key in any situation.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri. I'm joined alongside my co-host, Max Heineman. Max, how's your morning going?
It's going good. I got out of bed easy. Alarm woke me up. Just hopped up, got my hair wet, and headed over here.
Yeah, kind of similar story for me. An early morning, but we're here for the Coaches Show. We're excited. Obviously, last night was the first football game for Pendleton Heights High School. In a win against Lebanon, 22-14, the score. We both called that game, Max. What did you see last night, both good and bad?
I saw a lot of poise. Everybody on Pendleton played with the chip on their shoulder, like they wanted to be there, like they wanted to play. Everybody was aggressive. I thought it was an overall great game for the Arabians. But on the other side, the Tigers didn't have such a great game. Their young O-line kind of had a rough game. They weren't really protecting Chris Hill that well. The receivers, whenever they got their opportunities, did great and showed out. Defense was aggressive just like everybody else.
Yeah, I thought the Arabians handled adversity well. You had multiple players go down. Preston Wolf was a scratch before the game. Luke Graham went down at one point. And they were able to battle back. Eli Poor came in for Luke Graham. Sam Barrett got moved to the starting position at the linebacker spot. And then, you know, Aiden Forsher goes down later in the game. Will Poley comes in. They had a lot of people step up and rise to the challenge and the occasion. And, you know, they got the win last night. They did enough what they needed to. And in a week one game, that's all you can really be asked. We saw a lot of miscues, a lot of penalties, and that'll be cleaned up as time goes on. But for a young team who's, you know, got a junior quarterback leading the way, and, you know, a lot of question marks coming in, I think last night was a big success they can build on.
I agree. I feel like we didn't give enough credit to the kind of depth we have on this team. With Sam Barrett coming in, stepping up tremendously, he did great. Will Poley, the place that he was in, he really showed out. And I think that the Arabians played with great poise, especially with the backups.
Offensively, they did enough to get it done. It was a pretty successful game. I said it multiple times last night. Brant Gray did enough. He managed the game. He did have one interception. That was the only knock you could really put on him. Post-game, Coach Richmond said that one was on the coaching staff, and he let him know that. Just put Brant in a bad situation. But other than that, I mean, you had a young guy in C.J. Mitchum get a big touchdown. It was a big night for C.J. Mitchum. Brant Gray got a rushing one himself. The sophomore, Joel Weaver, had a nice rushing touchdown that got the Arabians going. So much promise on that offense and so many young playmakers. You know, you're going to be hearing these names for a long time in Pendleton.
No, I agree. Another name, Cooper Sims, also had a great game. Rylan Kiesling had a few bubble screens that I haven't seen in previous years, but I feel like Coach Richmond, after seeing what he did last night, will definitely utilize that next in the upcoming games.
Yeah, they kind of tried Kiesling a few times. I remember early last year, and I think they shied away from it, but it worked last night, and it didn't work the first time against Lebanon last year. So just a lot of promise, a lot of things that you can build on and exciting things. But we're going to move on to the other sports here at Pendleton Heights. We'll start with boys tennis, sitting at a 2-1 record. This week was their first week of matchups. Max, what happened?
Boys tennis went 2-1, so not too terrible, but their first matchup of the season went 0-5 against Noblesville at home. On Wednesday, they went to Frankton and won 3-2. And then on Thursday, they went to Hamilton Heights and won 5-0. So pretty successful for tennis, I feel like, but also could have done better. Boys soccer went 0-2, losing 5-4 to, I'm not sure.
Lawrence Central. Lawrence Central. That's a tough team. They had two tough back-to-back matchups in a row with Garen Catholic and now Lawrence Central. The stats from that one, I believe Dylan Johns had 2 assists. You know, that was a brawl. It was a 5-4 game. The Arabians weren't going down without a fight. And, you know, one more point in this thing could look a little different. The Arabians wouldn't be 0-2 on the season. They've got a lot to build on. And I talked to Coach Davey last week, and he said this team has a lot of promise, a lot of exciting things. So they just got to build on this. This next week is, you know, getting over that hump, getting over through a little slump and advancing through.
I completely agree. Sawyer Llewellyn, sophomore, having a goal with Dylan John with 2 assists. Aiden Boyce with a goal. Mason McEwen with a goal. And Ivan Lanaverde with a goal. So I feel like it's a experienced team, but also has some younger guys to
last year. The learn. Story was all the seniors leaving. I mean, through all sports last year, Pendleton High's senior class was ginormous, and especially soccer. So now they've got a good base of returning players, like you said, but they've also guys like Sawyer Llewellyn coming up and, you know, building the depth of this program. And, you know, they're going to turn into those seniors one day. We'll move to girls soccer. Max, where do they sit?
They sit 1-1, losing 2-0 at Noblesville on, I believe, Wednesday, or is that Tuesday?
The 20th.
Noblesville won the sectionals and state championship last year with a record of 19-0-2, and that's an undefeated season. If they can just score a couple more points in those ties, that's an undefeated season, and that's very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, Nobles was a very good program. We mentioned that. To put a little credit on Pendleton Heights for hanging in there enough, that's a tough one, especially for our first-year head coach in his second game. We're going to hear from Courtney Prickett, a senior soccer player today, talk about that game this season and what to look forward to on the girls' soccer scene. We'll move to girls' golf.
Girls' golf went 4-2 this week with Coach Hillary Slick. Pendleton won 198-208 against Newcastle on the 18th. Pendleton Heights came out on top with a 198. Junior Christian Dumovich was a medalist with a 42, hitting a long putt on hole 5 for birdie.
Yeah, senior Morgan Bricker shot a 49. And, it's been a pretty successful season. After that, they played a three-way matchup against Shenandoah as well as Anderson. The Lady Arabians had a score of 192, giving them a low enough score to beat Shenandoah, but not enough to beat Anderson with 190. I mean, that one was razor thin. 2 shots between the two teams, and they ultimately fell in that one. So girls golf looks pretty successful. They all look super excited. If you go to their Facebook, I believe it's Lady Arabians Golf, they're always there posting pictures. Coach Slick does a very good job keeping that team updated with updates and game updates. They're always getting ice cream. They're always doing something after the team. They look really excited, and they've been performing pretty well.
No, I agree. Christian Dumovich, I've heard some great things about her throughout this early season, shooting with a 44 and 2 birdies on against Shenandoah, and I think it's just very impressive. I couldn't play.
All right, we're going to get out of here really fast. When we return from the break, we get to sit down with head coach of the Arabian football team, Coach Richmond, recap last night's game, get his opinion. So stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters, and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children, located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323, online at detoursalonandstyle.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters, and from Financial Enhancement Group, retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001, or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside my co-host Max Heineman in the studio, head coach of the Arabian football team, Jed Richmond. Obviously, coach, you get a win last night against a tough Lebanon team at home. What did you see? How are you feeling after the win?
Oh, it's great to be here this morning with you guys. We talked about it after the game. A lot of unselfishness. A lot of guys stepping up, it was a really complimentary football. Wish we could have finished it a little cleaner, but a win's a win, and we'll take it.
All right, so for us going into the game, the DV room was a big question. You know, it's a good group of guys on paper, but they're a little bit inexperienced. What did you see from them? How do you feel they fared?
Well, I thought Talon Foster's leadership was key all week long for the whole team, not just the backfield. He did a really good job, and he did a lot of things that won't show up on the stats, you know. And Sims as well. Grant Ellis, we found out, a little shoulder issue, and he sucked it up and did a great job last night, had a pick, I thought Steph Winters did a nice job stepping in last night too, doing a good job. Wyatt Elijah fighting through some cramps. And he made some plays as well. So Nolan Hobbs ready and willing when Elijah was cramping up there. And that's the sort of stuff. He's going to go out and get a lot of good reps today in JV. You know, he's special teams. He's in the rotation. And then he's humble enough to go out and know, hey, I got to go get more reps today. I got to get better. We're going to go beat Lebanon in JV. That's his mindset today, I hope. And go have some fun playing ball with his boys, you know. I mean, it's that type of thing that I think makes this locker room special. I think there's some guys who are trying to figure that out. There's some frustration at halftime with maybe guys not getting reps, things like that. And then they went out and made an impact in the second half, you know. And I'm really proud. That's what I mean by our unselfishness. So in that secondary area, there's a lot of guys. There's a lot of good football players. And so there's some guys maybe not playing on Fridays that very well could be, or maybe they're just playing special teams, and that's one of those things where you gotta make the best of your opportunities and know that it's bigger than all of us. So
talk to me about Grant Ellis. This kid mentally has probably been through the ringer within the last year or so. Last night was his first varsity game starting. Mm-hmm. Without getting too deep into injury specifics, obviously falls last year directly before that week one game, not able to play, out for the season. Yeah. And he battles back last night, his first game starting varsity for the Arabians. He got a big pick to end the half for the mm-hmm. Arabians. What did it mean for him to get that pick and to get into the varsity starting lineup?
Well, he probably could have knocked it down. So, but at the same time, I'm happy for him. It's good to see him out there running around. His teammates love him. He's very coachable and always got a great attitude. And, it's good to see stuff like that happen to good people. So, I'm just proud of his resiliency. I'm sure his mom and dad are as well. So, but he's a great locker room guy, and he's done a really good job this offseason making sure he's ready to go. So proud of him for that.
In last week's scrimmage, you guys had zero penalties. That was not the case last night. What went wrong?
Fatigue a little bit. Makes cowards of us all, right? That's the quote. And also, though, they were aggressive. It's kind of a, oh, no, I made a bad step there. Or my hands are outside here. And instead of letting go and then, re-gripping and re-punching and running our feet, we our arms are outside the framework, and they were all on the perimeter. The refs did a good job. They were holding us too. D got tackled one time on a pass rush. They didn't call it, but they let us play. It's one of those things where they were pretty obvious, the ones that they called. So we just got to be better. We got to clean that up, and we got to know you're gonna get you're gonna get caught. So you gotta keep. You got to let go and then regrip and go. So anyway.
How frustrating was it from going from perfect to a handful of penalties?
What's frustrating is, one, continue to drive. I mean, I thought D did a really good job. He's one of those guys. I didn't mention him in the beginning, but, man, he came in and stepped up and gave us a pass rush from the inside. I thought Turner Seal played really good from the nose guard too. But D came in and gave him, gave us some fresh legs, you know. And that's a hard position, getting double teamed a lot. And then the way they were throwing it, D came in, gave us a good pass rush, and he got a cheap one where he just got a control. It wasn't a dirty play by any means, but they're going to protect the quarterbacks, and his hand hit the kid's helmet, so he got a 15-yarder. But that continued an 18-play drive. You know, we had him, and then that gave a first down. So that was an 18-play drive. That's rough. You know, they went on a 15-play drive before the end of half. We get the ball back. We drive 96 and score. But that 18-play drive into third, into the fourth, it just kind of, I mean, it was 22-0, but it sucked the energy out of the defense. That's hard, man. And but I guess that's my point to you is, you know, some of the penalties, like they stalled our drives or they continued their drives. Those are the ones that we got to really, really, those are the frustrating ones because you're playing your butt off and then you get a cheap one, you know. And that was a hustle play. I mean, he was extra effort and he's got to watch his hands. So that's for everybody, though, you know. I mean, they warned Kiesling last week. They didn't throw any penalties last week except the ejection. And, you know, for Mooresville, they had the ejection for the kid. But the last week they warned our outside linebackers because they were close to the quarterback's head, if that makes sense. And so, you know, we got to learn from it. I mean, it's a tough lesson to learn. And luckily we got the win and we can coach that up better this week.
A big highlight from last night was C.J. Mitchum. He had a great debut.
He did.
What did you see from him last night? And did you expect that performance?
Yeah, heck yeah. I mean, anybody that knows C.J. knows he's got to have confidence in his speed. That's what I would tell you. Everybody knows he's fast, and everybody knows he's a playmaker. And, you know, we had a dropped fade earlier in the game. I mean, he'd had well over 100 yards and maybe two touchdowns had we connected on that fade. So, but, yeah, I mean, that's what he does every day. Now, I was proud of him because, you know, he had a short memory. We had – you know, same with Dylan John. You know, I'm bouncing around here a little bit, but like these guys did a good job playing the next play. Dylan was, he had a rough warm up before the game, you know, tough loss last night for soccer, comes in today, had a rough warm up, and then he did a really good job for us. CJ, same way. There's, you know, these guys, they drop the ball once in a while, and it's great to see him go out and make some big plays there. So, and you know, everybody thinks it's easy. I think some of the hardest balls to catch are the ones like the long post that he caught that was wide open. I mean, no one was near him. Those are hard to complete, and those are hard to catch sometimes. So he did a good job.
You said last night Pendleton Heights had control of the game the entire time. How did you guys establish that so early?
Well, the first kickoff, everybody sees Colton's energy. I mean, Colton Johnson, that's him every day, man. He's done a really good job. And they put it up short, and I was excited to see he got it. And he did what he's done all camp long and all summer long. When he touches the ball or when he's involved, there's something's going to happen, and it's exciting. But, you know, Bentley Henry, sophomore, first time on varsity field out there on KOR, and he absolutely annihilates one of their gunners. We set the tone from our opening kickoff return with energy, with physicality. And those are the things that don't, you know, Bentley's hit doesn't show up in the stat books, but he's going to wear a black jersey at practice this week because that's a heck of a hit, you know. And then there were a lot of effort out there, you know. I mean, those are just the two big ones. You see Colton running down the sideline, but at the same time, field position now. Then we get the first, we control the line of scrimmage and we move the pile 17 yards. So, I mean, first play from scrimmage, 17-yard run, and we're just moving the scrum, you know, and it was good to see.
One of my first times in the station here, I remember Dawson, the guy ahead of me, he was like, Coach Richmond, very aggressive head coach, always likes to elect to receive. Is it reasons like that why you elect to be so aggressive early and, you know, want to get the ball, want to get your offense moving?
I just want to attack him. I mean, I have complete confidence in our defense. And, you know, I think it was 2020. We had maybe one of the best statistical defenses we've had, top three all-time school history. There were multiple games there where I deferred. And I was always like, you know, it's like, you know, like what? I feel like I just want the ball. And I feel like every time you get it, you're going to get more chances to score, you know. And that might sound greedy, but I just believe in these guys. And I know how prepared we are. And I love taking control of the game like that. And if you can do it from the defensive side, that's awesome too. Don't get me wrong. And a lot of coaches like to do that. But for me, you know, against those guys last night, first-time head coach, you know, new schemes, new quarterback, new this, new that. They lost the toss, and I was like, let's go, you know. And then it just went from there. So had we been on kickoff, I would very much like to think I'm telling you the same thing. We went down on kickoff, and we smoked them, and then we three and outed them, and then took the ball and went, you know. So, I mean, that's the game plan, right, every time. So, you know, our guys were ready, though, and I talked before the game. You know, ready isn't a feeling. It's a decision. And that's a unique way to look at it. You know, Brian Arthur talked a lot about choices to our team, and you were there at the team dinner. And being ready is a choice. And I'm sure glad Bentley Henry was ready on that first kickoff return and Colton Johnson and those other guys because it was a fun night.
One last question here for this segment. Me and Max, we didn't give enough credit to the depth of this defense last night.
Yeah.
Did you expect for them to rise to the challenge and your defensive depth to come in like this? And, you know, does it build your confidence for this team?
Yeah, sky's the limit. You know, I mean, we haven't arrived, but that's what I've seen all summer. You know, I've seen D come in and make plays. I've seen Will Pulley. I mean, if Will can believe in himself as much as I believe in him, holy cow, here we go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Noah Plovic did not get any reps in there, but he's right there with him. Max Garner plays his butt off. Mm-hmm. You know, but those inside linebackers, I really got after them this week and Coach Huth. And they answered the call, and they did a really good job. And I thought Forsha showed a lot of guts too, man. I mean, he got a stinger, then he's cramping up. He's got to take care of himself a little better, and he will. But he showed a lot of toughness, you know. And Kiesling and Barrett, I haven't even talked about Sam Barrett. I mean, 3 days ago, he wasn't starting on defense. You know what I mean? He didn't come off the field, and he's just a sophomore. So, and DJ was ready and willing to go in, you know. McCrary, I thought he really did a good job on offense, but he hadn't been getting a ton of defensive reps, and he was ready to go in. So, yeah, I mean, we talked about the DBs, you know, in the beginning, and I think those linebackers in the D-line, Michael Emish came in, gave us valuable minutes. Jake Eldridge, Jacob McKinley, Turner Seal. I mean, we're just throwing bodies at them, and they're big, strong, fast, aggressive kids that were pretty relentless last night. So they really represented Pendleton well last night. I'm really proud of them.
All right, stay tuned for our next segment. We'll preview next week's matchup versus Garin Catholic. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com. Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside my co-host Max Heineman and football head coach at Pendleton Heights, Jed Richmond. Now, we talked about last night's game. Let's look ahead to Garin Catholic next week, or I guess this week. You know, we're still a bit early in the process. But give a little background on this team. Obviously, first time we're playing them since, I believe, 2008. They're led by a big senior quarterback. Who is this team? Give us a little background.
I honestly don't know much about them, and that's not just me punting the question. I don't know. I know a little bit of them from last year. I mean, they slung it all over the yard last year, and they're, you know, a explosive offensively. I mean, they beat McCutcheon, so they beat a 5A team last night, you know, pretty handily. I mean, they are traditionally just a very solid, disciplined program. And, you know, when we played them last, they were in the infancy stages of their school. So since then, they have won numerous championships, and they're a whole different deal now. So especially with the CYO feeding them and everything. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Coach Dilley, I've known him a long time. I mean, he's a heck of a football coach. He's won multiple state championships at other schools, and you know, he's got a great pedigree and a great staff. So we're gonna have to be better this week. There's no question to compete with these guys, but I think we can, and I believe in our guys. So I think we match up, and I think they got some weapons that we've got to be aware of, like any team, and we gotta do our best to shut them down.
Piggybacking off of, you said you don't know much about them. You guys haven't watched any film on them, I assume. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard anything about them from other coaches, from other teams, anything at all that you could tell us?
Polls, rankings?
No, I mean, just that, I mean, traditionally, they were sectional runner-up last year, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they are always very, very explosive offensively in the passing game and or the running game, you know? And so defensively, I know Coach Dilley very well. He's a really, really good defensive coach. When he was the head coach at Lawrence North, I was offensive coordinator at Carmel High School. So he does a great job getting his guys prepared. And he's won a sectional there, you know? So they don't shy away from anybody. They play everybody. So from 6A to 3A. So no, I honestly do not know much about their personnel or anything. I would be misspoken to speak about them. So I really don't, but I know for us, new opponent, new venue. And we haven't played there. I mean, none of these kids have played there. We played some of their counterparts like Chittard and Roncalli and some of those other schools and freshmen and JV. But we haven't had the chance to play them a lot. And so I'm really looking forward to it. It's kind of exciting. You know, we're going over there. We're both 1-1, or sorry, both 1-0. You know, both got a lot to prove still. You know, I'm sure they're similar to us. There's things that happened last night they've got to fix, and there's things that happened last night, you know, maybe injuries, this, that, or the other. And so the team that handles all that the best and makes the biggest improvements, there's always big, big improvements between week one and week two. So whatever you see on film, I mean, even for us, think about last year. I mean, we went from, you know, giving up 48 points to not giving up any hardly, you know, last year. And you know, regardless of opponent, we were 100 times better. I want to see that same improvement this week. You know, it's not so much about Garen as it is about us. And that's not just because we're breaking our film down this morning. That's because that's where the priority needs to be.
Last night, I feel like your defense was really what won you that football game last night. Obviously, the offense puts up the points. Oh, yeah. They did enough to win that game. Now going into a week two matchup against a tough team in Garen Catholic, who just got a win over a 5A school, is one side of the ball going to have to step up more than this week?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, we missed a bunch of tackles last night. I can tell you that much. I mean, I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage really on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. And I thought our defense played on their side, you know, like the D-line did a good job of getting across, getting to the heels and finding the ball. Linebackers, too. I mean, there are multiple guys that are kicking themselves this morning that had tackles for loss that maybe just didn't wrap. And then it was our effort and our pursuit that really did a good job of shutting them down. And we did play collectively as a team really well defensively, you know, and we got to get them off the field. I think that's one of the things. We cannot withstand those long drives. Like that. I mean, it takes it out of you, especially with the guys that are playing both ways a little bit, you know. And, you know, I thought those guys that were doing that last night, I mean, I thought Kiesling came in, gave us a real spark on offense. We used him differently. Sam Barrett did a really good job. Cooper Sims, you know, I mean, you saw those guys. And Talon Foster came in. Again, didn't have the stats, but he came in at running back and gave us a little, you know, breather there. So, you know, all that considered, I'm excited about this week and excited to fix what we need to fix and start looking at Garen.
What can you learn from playing against a Prestigious head coach with so many accolades this week?
Well, you got to be on it. I mean, Coach Yoder last night, those guys were prepared. I mean, I'll tell you, special teams, you talked about our defense. I think special teams was really the answer. I mean, Joel Weaver flipped the field multiple times with punts. Dylan John gave us a weapon there. I know we missed an extra point, but, you know, we were prepared. Like, you think something small, like we got a safety last night. Then they had to kick off. And you think that's like, no big deal. Well, they're kicking for – we practiced that, you know. Mm-hmm. They had to punt from their 20, free kick from their 20. That's a different deal than kicking off. We've practiced that this week. You know, those things like that that we do starting in June, you know, with punt team and PAT field goal and kickoff. Thought our kickoff coverage was pretty good. We had maybe one breakdown. You know, and those are the things the guys like, you know, they moan and groan about sometimes because it's hard, it's tedious, it's whatever. But at the end of the day, that was a big difference in the game. And that's the stuff that Coach Dilley will bring. The Garen will not beat themselves. Mm-hmm. So, and that's because they have a really good head coach. They have a good coaching staff. They have leadership on their team that they expect that. Coach Yoder is just starting that at Lebanon. And, you know, every team's different, but that's where we might have been one up on them because we're a little ahead of them. You know what I mean? But you got to give our staff and kids credit because it was important to them, you know. And it'll be important to Garen. Garen will not beat themselves in those areas. We're going to have to make them we're going to have to beat them in those areas, which we can do. So,
well, that'll wrap it up for this interview. Thanks for joining me, Coach. We're looking forward to next week.
Thank you. Go Ravens.
All right. Stay tuned for more. I got the chance to sit down with Coach Bryant Beard of the boys tennis team here at the high school. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone is 765-229-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this interview on the Arabian Sports Network. My name is Zion Palmieri, and I'm joined here alongside Pendleton Heights tennis head coach Brian Beard. How's your day going?
It's been a very productive day. We're looking forward to good practice and our first match tomorrow.
All right. So last year, you had a boys' record of 11-7. When I looked into this, I didn't get any past years. I think I got 2022, maybe. This was your best record in a while, from what I can tell. What did last season as an impression leave on your team, a team that's not used to, you know, going 11-7?
Yeah, well, the specific data was last year we went 500, and that was the first non-losing season in, I think, 13 years. So, you know, that was great to have not only a winning season, but a big jump. This year is very similar to last year in the sense that we have a lot of seniors in varsity positions. However, it's a lot of seniors in varsity positions for the first time. So it's kind of misleading when you look and you see, oh, it's a lot of experience. It's not. But it's a lot of people that are ready to jump in and take that role. And I'm really excited for these guys. So it should be a lot of similarities from last year, but we look to learn from last year and make more out of it.
How do you make that change from the junior varsity to varsity level easy? Because in all sports, the speed ramps up and it can be kind of difficult for some guys. So how do you make that smooth?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. I think in the sport of tennis, a lot of that's done in the off season. You know, we're lucky to have Community Sports and Wellness where I actually manage the facility in town. So most of these kids are getting that type of experience, whether they're on JV or varsity anyways. They've played most of these players before, so there's not really any surprises there. But it's different when your point actually matters for the team and pressure comes. So I think just there's no way to prepare for that other than just doing it, to be honest with you.
This year, you've got new matchups in University, High School, Jay County, and East Central. What do these new matchups offer the program?
Well, you know, the reason that we did that, we were in the Richmond Invitational for the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and we won both years, which was actually awesome. So as cool as that was to bring hardware, it was getting to the point that I don't think was very helpful for us. Another thing is it didn't really go towards individual stats and team growth. And obviously, we want more than that, but we would rather just have more experience and head-on matches that can go towards our overall schedule rather than lose three matches that we can have on our schedule because of an invitational that really doesn't serve much for us. So we were thankful for the time we had in Richmond, and now we get, you know, a little more opportunity of playing new opponents. So,
how closely did you work with the athletic department? Did you pick these schools, or did they just say, you know, this is going to be a ramp up for you guys?
A little bit of both. You know, Adam Ritz, I can't say enough about him and how much he communicates and offers opportunities. Basically, Adam finds the opportunities and then will call me or text me or bring me in directly to say, hey, coach, you tell us, is this what we want to do? And then I kind of get the final say. So he really makes it easy, but then he also puts a lot of trust on me. I mean, he's just him and Chad have just been awesome since I've come into the program.
Now, you mentioned you coming into the program. This is your third year, I believe. You followed Royce Hamel, a longtime coach here, I believe 14 years in the program. Did you feel like you have big shoes to fill when that happened? And now, like 3 years removed, you know, how are you doing? Do you feel like you fit the mold pretty well?
Yeah, I'm laughing because something interesting to know about that. I'm assuming you guys like interesting local Pendleton facts, but I was actually coaching at Anderson University before, I stepped away from that during COVID and then I missed coaching and then Royce resigned. But the funny thing is I took over a women's program that his wife Sue was coaching for 20 years. And then so after that, and I know their daughters who played at Pendleton because we all played tennis the same time. Alex and I played at Anderson University together when we were in our undergraduate studies. So there's a lot of connections. So I didn't feel like I had big shoes to fill because I've already been in that position before, but I have a lot of respect to Royce. He still reaches out and will offer a lot of guidance and help. But I didn't feel unprepared because it wasn't the first time I've done that, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Now this guy's team, they lost a very tough sectional to a Fisher school. That was an incredible team. Now almost we're coming on a year removed from that. What are these returning players? Did that leave them hungry? Did that leave them wanting more?
Yeah, it does. That's a tough one because, you know, Fisher's graduated a lot of seniors, but now HSC is going to be better than they were. And here's the thing, and not to keep bringing up community sports and wellness, but we have this, you know, state-of-the-art tennis facility in Pendleton, but it doesn't only serve Pendleton kids. All of those Fishers and HSC kids are in the programming there. So it's a very interesting sectional because all of those kids know of each other or have played each other or looked up to each other. I think they're ready for the challenge. I think that's probably more of a stretch goal. I think we have things that we're more focused on for ourselves, but it is a lot of fun to play those schools at the end of the year and to see what happens. And even, you know, we didn't beat Fishers as a team, and there's going to be a challenge to win as a team to get out this year in sectional. We still have a lot of work to do. However, there always is opportunities of moving on at one doubles and one singles into the individual tournament. So even though that the uphill battle is very large and anything's possible, you know, there's other opportunities and areas that we can move out there as well. So,
since you play these schools in your close community sports and wellness facility, I feel like you could easily like make a ton of friends or you could make a ton of enemies. Do you think it's good for these players to meet other tennis players their age and compete like this? Do you have to like, is it tense in there sometimes? What's it like?
No, I don't think it's tense at all. I think that's just the nature of tennis. I mean, even from professionally speaking, the sport of tennis, I don't know another sport where you go to play your opponent and share the same locker room and then walk out and then compete against each other, win or lose, and then go and share the same locker room. I don't know of another sport that you have that much intimacy. So just in general in the sport, that's just how it is. And, you know, we don't really even see it that way. You compete against the people when it's time to compete, but the reality is in any sport, you want to be practicing against the people that you need to beat. It's just iron sharpens iron. Tennis is really a lot like boxing in the sense that my hit affects your hit. It's not like we take turns. No, I don't think there's any animosity or anything there. Now, if we start winning and when we start winning, and because I, you know, manage the facility, I'm sure that a lot of the Hamilton County schools will not like me. But for now, we have a good relationship. So hopefully that changes real quick and I can make some more enemies.
Now, you mentioned a good base of returning seniors this year for this team. Who do you think is going to make the most impact at the varsity level for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, it's wide open for everybody. Owen Keene is in Braddock Souders are the only returner, and they will both be actually in the same position, it seems. Dane Reddington will technically Braddock played two doubles, so he'll be in the one double spot this year, which is a bump up. He'll be playing with Dane Reddington, again, as it seems. We'll see how things go. I think those guys are going to have a lot of fun, and I think if they're having a lot of fun, they're going to be able to play and give their best. So looking forward to that. We got a couple young kids as well that are going to step up, and I've got my eyes out for them because they've still got, you know, we got a couple sophomores and Wade Paul and Josiah Davis, who are currently playing varsity. And, you know, that's good because they're going to be here for a couple years as well, too. So I think our biggest thing right now is to, and Jagan Saltz will move up to two singles. It's another senior that's playing. Nate Ghosh will be playing varsity for the first time. So there's just, like I said, there's a lot of first timers, but they're not new to tennis and they're not new to year round tennis, but they'll be new to the challenge. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm really looking forward to just having a lot of fun with them this season.
One last question here for your coach. I ask this because he's my friend. Noah Madison on your team. He's awesome. Very creative, fun dude.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I know I was preparing for this interview. I saw on your Instagram a post from, I think, a year, maybe two ago. He gave you a gift at the end of one of your seasons. Maybe it was last year. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it like to have a fun guy like that? He always, you know, you see on Instagram he posts because you're playing lapel, you're playing a team like that. You know, he's a fun guy and he's great to have on a team.
Yeah. You know, I coached, let's see, almost six full years at Anniston University and NCAA Division III, had a lot of amazing athletes that I still have relationships with. I've now coached going into my third year here. I've been in some capacity of sports for a long time, and I've never met someone like Noah who just selflessly provides to the team. I can't say enough about him, and honestly, it'll probably make me emotional because he's a senior. But yeah, it's just really, really talented individual, really humble individual. Man, I wish he could just make those art designs for our matches for the rest of the time that I'm coaching here, even beyond when he graduates. And those that are listening, if you get a chance, you should get on our Instagram account. That's really all that we use anymore. Noah has really cool artwork design and plans to do that again this year. So even if you don't know how the scoring system works or what in the world tennis is, it's perfectly okay. Check out the artwork that Noah's doing for us.
Well, that'll about wrap up this interview. I appreciate you joining me, Coach, and we should revisit you later in this season, so stay tuned for that.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you to this interview on the Arabian Sports Network. My name is Emma Todd, and today I'm joined alongside senior girls soccer player Courtney Prickett. Let's get straight into it. So how are you feeling about this upcoming season with the new coach? And we have so many freshmen on the team and new returning players. How do you feel?
I'm super excited. I think, you know, we have a lot of young talent. We have so much potential for this season, and I just can't wait for all of our games.
Do you have any goals for yourself or the team to achieve this year, especially for this year being your final year, your senior year?
I definitely want us to win conference. That's been a goal I've had since freshman year, and we've been super close a couple times. So I think that's a really big goal and something that would be really fun to graduate with.
Mm-hmm. So this season to last season is a really big change because we just had a new coach. So how do you feel about the old coach leaving?
Obviously, I'm super sad. I loved Coach McClure. He helped develop me so much better at soccer. He made me a lot better, but I'm excited for this new season and what's to come.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you feel about the new coach coming in, Coach Summers?
I'm very excited. I like the way he coaches, and just the way we've been playing has been really fun.
Uh-huh. And so do you want to kind of explain, like, the play, like, how we are playing?
Like, the formation?
Yeah, the formation.
Well, we have, like, normal four defenders, and then we kind of switch it up, so we kind of have five midfielders and then one forward, but then some of the midfielders get into the attack when we have the ball. Mm-hmm.
So, talking about positions, what position do you play, and what do you most enjoy about it?
I play the 10, so I play in the center, like center mid. It's a lot of fun to get the ball and distribute it, and we have, like we said, a lot of freshmen that play, you know, forward, so just getting to play them the ball and see them succeed and score and just make plays is just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you prepare yourself mentally and physically for a match?
Well, you know, normally we're at school, so just I focus on school. I normally have a bunch of tests, and then right before the game, just kind of like locking in, just thinking, mm-hmm. just knowing I'm going to have fun with it, knowing like who I'm representing when I'm playing. But just having fun is the main part, not getting in my head, and just like playing like how I know how to play.
Yeah, and do you like, I personally like playing on weekdays, but do you like playing on the weeks, or do you prefer our Saturday games?
I definitely prefer weekdays because if on weekends I just sit there and think about the game and get super nervous.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I like playing in general.
Yeah. So do you have a game that you're really looking forward to, or one that you are not looking forward to very much?
I'm very excited for the New Pal and Mount Vernon game, two conference teams. At the end of our season, I'm super excited. I also love our Hamilton Heights game because it's our breast cancer awareness game, and it's just a lot of fun.
That's one of my favorites. We always get glitter, or a lot of people put glitter all over their faces to go pink out. So what keeps you calm and steady during a physical game? I know you mentioned New Pal, and I remember last year at New Pal was a very rocky game for both teams. Lots of yellow cards and some parents were getting in trouble. So how do you keep calm and not foul?
Just knowing, you know, who you represent. You don't want people to look at you poorly. You don't want to misrepresent, you know, your coach, your school. So just keeping calm and knowing, you know, normally the calmer team, you know, you just look better whether you win or not. And, you know, you won the right way if you do stay calm.
Mm-hmm. So you said you play the 10. Would you play any position, or do you play any other positions?
I am used to playing wing or forward, like goal scoring positions. They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of running, which I prefer. But I'm having fun at the 10. I'm excited.
Do you still get opportunities to score at the 10?
I can, yeah. It kind of depends on who we're playing, if it's more an offense or defensive game. But yeah, mm-hmm. there's definitely opportunities in the 10.
What is the biggest challenge you've had to overcome in your soccer journey, and how did you overcome it? Was it like an injury or any bad games or coaches?
I've had some injuries. I would have to say either, you know, past coaches and then switching into new coaches, because now we've had three coaches in 4 years. Just the transition is super hard, to settle into just in one season. My biggest is probably just, you know, getting out of my head, playing for fun, and not taking anything too seriously. Just, mm-hmm. like, just remembering to have fun with it.
Yeah. So, are you planning to go to college for soccer?
I do want to play, but I haven't committed anywhere yet.
Mm-hmm. But you're looking at some colleges?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And are you wanting to continue soccer after college at all?
I do not want to play, but I think it would be a lot of fun to coach.
Mm-hmm. So, I know personally that this is kind of like a toss-up, but do you like more improvement or winning? Because I know some people are super competitive about it and don't like losing at all.
I definitely do not like losing. However, improvement is a lot of fun to see. Just knowing the practices every week are helping and are going towards something, and just seeing us continue to get better, it's just such a nice thing to see.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. So I know that we had a very rocky, like, we had some very, like, not dirty games, but very physical games. And I know Avon is one of those, and we have an Avon game coming up. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little nervous just knowing it could get very dirty, very aggressive. But if we, you know, keep our composure and play well. That's all we can do. And I think we'll be okay. I think we're the better team for sure.
Mm-hmm. And we actually have a game tonight against Noblesville, and they have a brand new coach and a lot of more players because a lot of new players because they lost so many seniors this year. How are you feeling about that?
I'm super excited. I've played against a lot of the girls and their new coach, and I think we have a really good shot. I think we're going to do really well. I'm super excited. I think we have so much potential for this season.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the new lineup with Verbuff at the end of our season this season?
I'm definitely excited. I don't know very much about Verbuff, so I'm excited to kind of, you know, watch a couple of their games, see how they play. But I think it'll be a really good game.
Mm-hmm. And they're kind of a smaller school, so I definitely don't know a lot about them. So I'm super excited to play against them. And how do you feel about our schedule this year?
I'm excited. I think we have a good amount, obviously, of conference and non-conference. I definitely like the layout of it. We started off, you know, with a conference game. We won, so it kind of keeps us our spirits high. But yes, I'm super excited. There's a couple new teams, like you said, and I'm just super excited for all the games.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that is all the time we have. So thank you so much for joining me. I'm Emma, and I was joined with
Courtney Prickett.
Thank you so much.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Ian Palmieri, joined here alongside Max Heineman. We've had a fun show today. We got to talk to Coach Richmond, talk about last night's game, preview the next one against Garen Catholic, and then you just heard from Courtney Prickett, a girls senior soccer player, as well as Coach Bryant Beard of the tennis team. Now, let's wrap this thing all up. Let's look at next week's matchups. We'll start with boys tennis. They sit currently with a 2-1 record. Monday, they look to play Mount Vernon away against the Marauders in Fortville, 4:30 start. Directly pretty much after school, looking for a win against a conference opponent. After that, they're getting into county tournament play. It's a little bit easy and early time for that, but county tournament starts on Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Boys soccer hasn't had the greatest start. They're starting out 0-2, but they're playing Muncie Burris Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. It's a pretty late game for a
soccer's night. Rough. It always starts at 7. And when you're on the road, especially at Muncie Burris, that's probably, you know, 35 minutes away.
They got to wake up the next day, go to school, and then they play Muncie Central at Pendleton Heights the very next day at 7 o'clock. And then on Thursday, the 28th, they play Hamilton Southeastern at Pendleton Heights at 7 o'clock.
Boys soccer does not have an easy schedule. All of those are going to be very tough games. They're looking to get their first win of the season. First one would be on Monday. After that, girls soccer standing at their 1-1 record with their new coach. Their first game this week will be Monday, the 25th, 7 p.m. start against Lawrence North High School at home. Go out there and support your Arabians. And then finally, they will play Carmel and Avon this week, Wednesday, as well as next Saturday, the 30th, 7:30 for the Carmel start, 11:30 for Avon in the morning.
Girls golf has a match at Frankton Junior Senior High School Grandview Golf Course. They play that today.
Madison County Tournament.
That's a county tournament. Madison County Tournament. Is that today at 8:30?
It is. It should be a little bit underway as we're speaking right now.
I did not know that. Well, good luck, girls. They have a match against Yorktown High School Wednesday, and then Yorktown and Delta at the Players Club on Thursday, and the first tee off is 5 o'clock.
Yeah, another three-way matchup against some tough teams. You got county, and then you've got two schools in a row that are in your conference. It's going to be a tough week for the girls golf team, but they stand at a 4-2 record, ready to win. After that, boys and girls cross country so far haven't had any meets so far this season. Their first one is today. Actually, it starts here in about 8 minutes, if I can do my math correctly. It is the Trojan Opener Invitational at Taylor University. So if you're not doing anything, head out, support your Arabians. You might have to go pretty quick, though. It might be late.
Girls volleyball has three games this week. First game is here in about How long would you say?
8 minutes, 7 minutes?
8 minutes first. What do you call it? Like football's kickoff, basketball's tip off. What's volleyball?
I don't know. You put me on the spot, man.
First serve is...
First serve, I like that, yep.
First serve is here in about 8 minutes. Then they go to Noblesville, or they Noblesville comes to Pendleton Heights Tuesday, August 26th at 7:30 p.m. We go to Mount Vernon at 7:30 to play the Lady Marauders.
Yeah, you, man, you put me on the spot there with the serve, threw me off. You know, they came off to their first loss of the season to Westfield. It was a tough brawl. They sanded a 2-1 record, looking to change that. And now, you know, they play Franklin Central as well as Noblesville and Mount Vernon. Those are three tough schools. Girls volleyball does not have it easy. We'll see if they can get the win. And then football side of things, of course, their next game would be next Friday at Garen Catholic. If you can't make it all the way out there to see the Golden Eagles play the Arabians, we're going to be calling it live here on our station. It'll be me and Leon Davis who make the journey out there. They're a very tough team, coached by a very prestigious head coach in Tom Dilley. Yeah, he's had a lot of experience at other schools. He's won multiple state championships, I believe two with Bishop Chittard. You know, he's no stranger to these inner city indie schools, and he's a very good coach. I believe he spent time as Butler's tight end coach. This guy is well respected. Coach Richmond says he knows him, and you know, they've got a handful in the Arabians, but they just beat a 5A team in McCutcheon.
Yeah, Garen Catholic is looking great so far. Pendleton Heights with their big win last night. I feel like Friday is going to be a movie. I feel like it's going to be a great game, great competition all around.
What do you think the Arabians need to do to win that one? Coach Richmond said they can't beat themselves because Garen Catholic's not going to beat themselves. They're going to have to go out there and will their win over Garen Catholic. What do you think the Arabians need to do? Last night, in my humble opinion, I thought the defense is what got it done. Coach Richmond gave some credit to the special teams unit, which was also pretty elite last night. Joel Weaver, what a game, especially like at the punting position. But what do they need to do? The offense needs to hone in some mistakes, and I feel like there's a few too many three and outs or just, you know, poor penalties that pushed them back. What do you think?
I don't think it's really just the offense or the defense. I think it's a little mixture of both, but the main thing that they need to concentrate on is limiting the penalties.
Yep.
The penalties were a major factor that lost them a bunch of yards. The game would end canceling out the big mistakes. It would have been a complete shutout if the Arabians could have canceled out their mistakes. That one interception that Brent Gray threw, that was really his only bad decision that really cost him that whole game. But one mistake can change the whole game. That they almost came back. They only lost by 8 points. We had them by 22, and then late in the fourth they came back within eight. That's just too close. But I think limiting the penalties is going to be a big factor for us getting a win.
Yeah, it was a very good game last night, and that Garen Catholic one, like you said, will be a movie. First matchup since 2008. Coach Richmond said, we mentioned we played them when they were like pretty new school, and you know, we really had an established program, and so we're technically undefeated. I believe we played them three times in school history. But we're 1-0. We're looking good and a lot to build on. Exciting things from the football scene. That'll about wrap it up for the coaches' show. For Max Heineman, I'm Zaya Palmieri. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you listen for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or the whole show, we really appreciate it. And we'll be back same time next week, 8 to 9 a.m. Saturday morning preview on the next football game and recap what happened to Garen Catholic. But for Max Heineman, I'm Zaya Palmieri. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Stay up to date with the latest news from campus and the community on WEEM Weekly, our bi-weekly podcast hosted by the 91.7 WEEM podcast team. Catch it wherever you listen to podcasts or find it on YouTube at 91.7 WEEM-WEEM Media. Tune in to 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.